During the Shataran, Nefichach, ani omer shakatuv lo sha'al, when the Pasuk says, Eichan edat hadavar asher lo dibiro Hashem, the Pasuk is not asking anything other than that question. Ki ifshalanu la'amit mitnabe b'shmoim lo nedam b'viru shadavar sheidaber lo dibiro Hashem. The Pasuk is telling you, you can't execute a prophet unless you know he's lying. ולזה ביארה לנו התורה שכשינבא הנביא דבר ולא יתקיים שנדע בבירוש הוא דבר שלא דיברו השם. So the Torah is telling you, point one, if the prophet says something's going to happen and it doesn't, so you should realize Hashem didn't say it. The prophet's lying. ואין בזה ספק, there's no room for doubt. אבל אין ראוי לשאול איך נדע דבר שדיברו השם. Ran is coming back to his argument with Rambam. Rambam had said, you want to know if the prophet is telling the truth? Well, based on this pasuk, this is how you know. If he prophesies and it comes true, etc., the formula the Rambam gave us. The Ran says, the pasuk didn't address that. The pasuk addressed, how do you know if the prophet's lying? The pasuk did not address, how do you know he's telling the truth? If the pasuk would have said, how do I know it's God talking, then the pasuk would seem to say that once you know for sure it's God talking, then believe him. When we believe a prophet after he's done a sign, the Torah is not telling you, you should know God said it. The Ran says there's a very clear distinction here. When the prophet tells you something and it does not come true, then you know God did not say it. When the prophet makes a sign, he makes a miracle, and then you believe him, says the Ran, you believe him and there's an element of doubt. And that element of doubt should remain. You recognize he's done a miracle, seems like he represents Hashem. When he'll tell me prophecy, I'll listen to him. However, hold on to that doubt. Realize that you don't really know, says the Ran. The Pasuk never tells you, after he's done X, Y, or Z, at that point, you know God is talking. Pasuk doesn't say that. Pasuk says, then you'll listen to him. That doesn't mean you know God is talking. You retain the doubt. The Pasuk says, if a person doesn't listen to the prophet, I will take him to task. But the Pasuk could have just said, if the person doesn't listen to what I say, I'll take him to task. The Pasuk doesn't do that. The Pasuk adds a word. The Pasuk says, if he doesn't listen to what I said, that he says in my name. Why does the Pasuk add those words, that he says in my name? The Pasuk is indicating to you, you don't know, he could be lying. However, the Torah tells you, this is the system, listen to him. Ke'ilu amar, it's as though the Torah would have said, afal pi she'inam devarai beveirur, even though you're not 100% sure the prophet's talking in my name. He's done a miracle, so it seems like he's talking in my name, but you're not 100% sure. Kevan shum debir otam bishmi anochi yidrosh me et kol mi shelo yaminehu. Once he's done that, Hashem says, listen to him, and I'm going to take you to task if you don't. You'll tell me, but maybe he's a liar. He's done something that's close enough to proving it. It hasn't proven it, but it's close enough. So then the Torah says, listen to him. He didn't answer that yet. I can answer you, but I don't want to. Let's hear him. If you think about the Psukim in Shmuel, you'll see an answer. But let's see what the Ran says. So step one, the Ran quoted from the Rambam. Remember, the Ran said there's a contradiction in the Rambam. On the one hand, I listen to the prophet. On the other hand, Rambam says, you don't really know. Says the Ran, really, you don't really know. You have enough supportive evidence that the Torah says go with it, even though you're not 100% sure. Aval mikol makom adayin tzich lishol. Nonetheless, says the Ran, we have to question, mado lo pirshalnu atorah drachim shalem yamin anavi. Why, in fact, doesn't the Torah say this is how you prove a prophet is telling the truth? Ve'efshal, so maybe shenirmaze bemilat kamoni. Maybe this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding to when he uses the word kamoni, like me. Moshe Rabbeinu says a prophet will be sent to you from your midst like me. What did Moshe Rabbeinu mean with the word like me? Sherotze lomar, what Moshe means to say. Shetit amet nevuato, Moshe nitamta nevuati. His prophecy should be validated as mine has been. We know Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was validated in two ways. Number one, mitzad otot shespiku lamin bo b'masher diu li Yisrael shepakdam Hashem itbarach v'chirayat on yam. Initially, Moshe Rabbeinu made signs for them. Initially, Moshe Rabbeinu came to them and made signs. He said, Hashem remembers you. Moshe tells them, here's what's going to happen now. The pasuk says, initially, he did the signs that Hashem sent him to do. The nation believed, they understood that Hashem has now come into the picture to save them, that Hashem remembers them, and he's taken note of their suffering. They listened to him at that point, even when he gave them a mitzvah, he said, HaPesach Shasu Al Piv. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them to bring a paschal offering. They listened to him. So you see, they listen to Moshe after Moshe does the signs and the 10 plagues and he tells them what's going to happen. So they listen to him the way we listen to a prophet in every generation. But Moshe was unique. His prophecy was validated more than any other prophet. That's what our forefathers told us, that there was this stance at Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy had a level 2. It reached a higher level of validity. However, any other prophet has to only reach level 1. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need a level 2? So here the Ran is going the same route as the Rambam. The Ran is saying, why is Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy stronger than any other prophet? If a prophet walks in and tells us, God sent me, now there's a new Torah. If a prophet walks in and tells us, God sent me, so now don't listen to the Torah anymore. Now you should listen to me. Why don't we listen to him? Because we say to him, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu was given a revelation at Sinai that all the people witnessed. And because of that, if anyone else wants to argue with Moshe, he has to replicate what Moshe did at Sinai. Show me 2 million people, show me everyone validating your prophecy, then we could start talking. But so long as you're not there, we don't accept any prophet questioning Moshe. That's why, says the Ran, Moshe needed that level 2. In fact, when a prophet walks in and he only shows us miracles, says the Ran, the Torah commands us to listen to him, but we know that we're not 100% sure he's telling the truth. Torah says, listen to him. You know it's not 100%, listen to him. If he starts arguing with the Torah, then we say, excuse me, now I know you're lying. If he says something and it doesn't come true, we say, okay, now I know you're lying. He gets a death penalty. That's why the Torah says, I'm coming to you, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, the nation will hear me talking to you, and they will believe you forever. The Torah is saying, you will have something unique, Moshe Rabbeinu, so that what you say remains forever. The Ran is now going to tackle another question. Hashem appears to Moshe and he says, I'm showing up in a mist. I'm showing up in a cloud. But Hashem is light. Why does Hashem show up in a cloud? So that's what we're going to pick up with Be'ezrat Hashem next week.